Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Okay, welcome back to segment two of God Invention Radio. Just one quick note, I want to be able to spread the news with my newsletter that we send out prior to the show. So if you haven't already signed up, go to the front of gotinvention.com, and right under where it says click here to listen live, there's a place that says enter your email here for updates. We want to build that listener base up with emails and all kinds of good stuff that we have to offer. So please put in your email address there and hit submit. As easy as that. Spread the news. Right, Todd?
That's right. Always be spreading. Yep.
All right. So what's next, Todd? What do you want to talk about next? You want to talk about the benefits of actually doing press releases? I know that's a great topic.
Yeah, we can. And again, kind of how it can benefit you and what you can expect and what to be realistic about expecting. Well, let's do that. So
sounds great.
When clients call us and say, hey, we'd like to talk to you about launching a PR campaign for us, what I always like to do is ask them what's their goal, what do they want to do, and invariably it's we want to sell a million, you know, of our products, or we want to get this out to as many people so that we can find new business ventures or new avenues for to make this product a household name kind of thing. So that's always our goal. And so what we're trying to do is use the media market again to do that, be that conduit for us. What I like to do with clients is to help them to determine what their media market is. And most people when they launch a product campaign, they do market research. They do extensive market research, and kudos to them for doing that. But when we're talking about media exposure, doing media market media market research can be very essential and beneficial. I like to help a client to determine what their media market is, and by doing that, and what I mean by that is we help them find all those media outlets throughout North America whose editorial profile is a match to their product profile. And in doing so, we're doing kind of like I said before, we're matching, finding those media people that are looking for content and giving them our product or our pitch, and then they give us the exposure, that type of thing. So,
Todd? You know what I'm thinking also? You're talking about it, and I want the listeners to understand because I'm getting a couple emails here also. You're talking about it from a perspective of you having clients. Now, there's a lot of inventors out there that are listening to you, and they want to take what you're presenting to us and kind of using it in their own way. Now, there's some people that can hire somebody like yourself to go out there and do it. So, inventors, as you're listening, listen to what he's doing. He's talking about researching and what his clients do or what he does for the clients.
Sure.
But also what you should do for yourself to get the press release out and media exposure. So you have options, obviously, but take what he's giving you and put it into perspective for doing it yourself as well, or just what you need to do to be prepared, right, Todd?
Sure, because I certainly haven't cornered the market on what I do and the service that I provide. There's obviously a lot of people out there that do it, and there's a lot of inventors and product developers that can do it themselves. I always just like to be able to if you're going to do it, I always like to kind of spoon feed a little bit. If you're going to do it, let's do it right. And here's the way to put the anybody can make a cake, but it depends on what kind of ingredients you got as to what the final product is. So
that's right. So when you're talking about finding a match to their product and the editorial product, you know, person, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, and I'm not talking about a match of an end user or somebody to purchase the product. What I'm talking about is a match in the media market. So when we do a campaign for clients, or if you're going to put together a campaign, you need to go out and find those media outlets and those media contacts at those media outlets that are a good match to your product profile, so that you can, so that they'll do features on you and get you into that magazine and into that newspaper so that you can create sales. You can maybe get a distributor interested or that type of thing. We've had campaigns that we've launched for people, and boy, it was in this magazine and this newspaper, and pretty soon somebody, you know, the client got a phone call from a distributor, a big nationwide distributor, hey, we saw your product on this TV show or in this magazine. That's perfect for the product line that we have. We'd like to carry you, and then it goes from there. So, again, it's just a good way of using the media to get it out there. So when I'm talking about matching, I'm not talking about matching you with the end user, somebody who's going to, that's the goal, but we're doing it through the media market. So we're finding media people to kind of inflate, kind of make exponentially tell our story to their readers and viewers, so that more and more people hear about who you are and what you do and what your product is, and then they can use it to their advantage,
and then your
product becomes one of their favorites.
It sounds good. Very interesting advice. You know what? Yeah. What I used to do also, what I still do, is when I see something that's in the paper or in a magazine that's kind of related somehow to what I do,
sure,
I clip it out, and I just have a database of all different media people,
yep,
editors or whatever. And whenever I have something I want to put out there, I'll just I'll have them as a reference. I know that people change positions a lot and change different areas,
yep,
but when it's relevant, it's definitely a good opportunity.
Yeah, and it's just that's a good way of what I always tell clients, and what we do, quite frankly, is we are very very on top of what the media are doing and what they're, I can't say that I read every newspaper in America and watch every TV show, but we do a lot of media scouring on the internet and see what people are covering. And when we launch a campaign, we'll do some cursory media research to find out, okay, what has been covered in this market and what hasn't, and then you can create your news pegs from there and go from there. But you bring up a good point. If you see a media outlet or media contact that's done a story that and don't go to, if they just did a story that on a product that was just, or on a feature that was, you would have been perfect in. Unfortunately, a lot of people think they can do is, I can call that reporter from the New York Times and say, hey, you just did a story on new pet toys yesterday. I have a new pet toy. You should do a story on me. Well, they're not going to do a story on pet toys for a long time now because it's
kind of
in a cycle. So, but it is a good idea to watch the media market and see what's happening out there, and do like you said, forge some relationships with some media people. And I'll be honest with you, as a former media person too, if you see an article that you like and you see it online and you see a contact information to that editor or reporter or producer, send them a quick email. Read your article. I loved it. I like the way you write. You're very entertaining. Maybe we'll work together down the road. A media person, they're swimming in all kinds of things during the day. They'll remember that. And then 6 months down the road when you're launching your campaign, you say, hey, you remember me? I sent you an email a while ago. You'd be surprised how quickly a media person would respond to that.
Sounds good. All right, Todd, here's another question. This
okay.
is from Matthew. Question for Todd. What's the most important part of the PR process? For example, the press release or following up with calling the various PR venues like magazines, news, etc.
The answer to that is there's not one area that's the most important. It's a whole going back to the cake analogy here. It's the whole cake. You can't just have one part and have it work. It needs to be everything. I always tell clients, we can write the best press release or the best media pitch in the world, but if we're not pitching it to the right media targets and the most applicable and appropriate media targets, we're going to hear crickets. And conversely, we can have if we don't have a good media list to send it to, they're not going to respond either. Or you can have a good media pitch and a bad media list, or vice versa. All the components need to be there, and then you also need to have good media relations. Just not badgering the media, not shoving it down their throat, and making you seem desperate, kind of thing. The best way to get media exposure, quite frankly, is to make the media's job as easy as possible, and That's when kind of the path of least resistance, that's when things happen. So to answer the caller's question, everything needs to be in line and just needs to be done in a professional manner all the way through, and that your chances of exposure increase exponentially.
It makes total sense. So, Matthew, thanks for that question.
Good question.
You know what? You know what I'm thinking, Todd? This is almost, when you're talking, I'm almost comparing you to a licensee. You know, we have ways as inventors to do this on our own, and we can clip magazines and newspapers and all that and just build a database and get out there and pound
sure.
the turf like we do as if we had a product and we're going to, you know, the major retailers.
Yeah.
Or you find somebody like yourself, and you know, there's many people like you out there. I mean,
yeah.
I know that your service is fantastic. I've checked you out before I put you on the show here, but it's almost like you already built those relationships. So it's a lot easier for you when somebody comes to you with a product. You already know. So you're more like an agent, I should say, like a licensing agent, where you already know where you need to go to get that exposure. And you probably want to do your due diligence also. If it's something that's totally out of your realm, you're not going to take it. But if you feel comfortable that somebody came to you with a product, and you know that you can get some exposure out there and go to your resources, it's probably a lot easier for you than for us trying to open doors and building relationships to start.
Sure, sure. And that's a good point. I mean, when people call me, I kind of run things through a filter. If somebody calls me and we're contacted, you know, weekly by media inventors and product developers and saying, hey, I have this product, what do you think kind of thing. And if in the consultation and as I'm talking to somebody, if I can already start building the media list in my head, that's a pretty good indication that, okay, this is something that I know this media contact will like and this one will like, and if we spin it this way, that'll happen too. So it's just a matter of getting it out there and finding the right people to pitch it to in the right manner. So.
Okay, sounds good. Inventors, we're going to talk about us in the next couple segments with Todd. When do we get PR exposure and when do we start? We'll be back with segment 3 in a moment.
Love to read but just don't have the time? With Audible.com, you can catch up on reading simply by listening. Audible has the largest collection of digital audiobooks, over 85,000 titles in every genre. Listen to a bestseller on your iPhone, BlackBerry, Android smartphone, or one of 500 other compatible devices. Visit audible.com/WSRadio today and get a free audiobook when you try Audible free for 14 days. That's audible.com/WSRadio.
When did men lose their way? Was it Hollywood portraying us as wimps? Is it the daytime serials where we're on our hands and knees begging for affection from women? Is it all the talk shows telling us women want a sensitive guy or a macho man? Well, guy, how does it feel to spend $200 on a couple of dates and never hear from the girl again? Doc Loves the System can change all that. 35-plus years of Doc Loves life has been devoted to a simple question posed to over 10,000 women. Why do you choose to stay with one guy versus another? Doc Loves the System is a realistic approach to dating written just for men. Visit DocLove.com today. That's DocLove.com today for more about the system. It's time to reclaim your manhood. DocLove.com. The system will change your life.
In San Diego alone, of the estimated 8,500 people that are homeless, 25% or approximately 2,100 have mental illness. Mental illness can be successfully treated through supportive housing, integrated mental health services, primary health care, alcohol and drug services, case management, and social services. To help homeless people living with mental illness gain stability and live more productive lives, log on to housingmatterssd.org. That's housingmatterssd.org.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.